first dream? You're not aware of yourself or the world around you when you're asleep, even though you might be aware of a dream world. When you shift from one state of consciousness to another, your brain knows. You have sets of neurons that fire rhythmically in your central nervous system, leading to neural oscillations, or just those rhythmic patterns of firing, called slow wave sleep.
Thank you. going on at the same time, so that in this space is not only your my vision of you, but information from Moscow radio that's being broadcast at the present moment, and the seeing of somebody from Peru. All the radio waves are just the same kind of waves, only longer waves. And there's the radar from the airplane, which is looking at the ground to figure out where it is, which is coming through this room at the same time. Plus the X-rays and cosmic rays and all these other things, which are the same kind of waves, exactly the same waves, but shorter, faster, or longer, slower. It's exactly the same thing. So this big field, this area of irregular motions in this electric field, this vibration, contains this tremendous information, and it's all really there. That's what gets you. If you don't believe it, then you pick a piece of wire and connect it to a box, and in the wire, the electrons will be pushed back and forth by this electric field.
I think there's a kind of communication. See, this is the point about having a worldview. There is a kind of communication that does not begin by denying wholeness, you see. You see, if we say, here am I and here are you, and then we have already divided it, right? But perhaps we could communicate in the spirit of the whole without assuming that division. We're not trying to tell, that means I'm not trying to tell you what I think. You're not trying to tell me, but rather together we are trying to discover how we're going to think together.